So a lot of people that I work with have a hard time trusting their choices. And oftentimes they'll make a choice and then immediately go into overthinking, self-doubt, which will lead into kind of going into a spiral, overwhelm, unground, and almost feeling crippled where you can't move forward. The challenge with making choices is that oftentimes we can still have that very sweet childlike mentality where it's like, if I choose perfectly or the right one, then nothing bad will happen. And we still think of things in terms of like good and bad, you know, as opposed to, well, reality is life and waves. And so there's going to be an experience no matter what we choose. Can you trust that somehow you will end up making the right decision? Now, I've had a few times where I've signed up for like vision quests and retreats, and I get there and I'm like, oh my God, no, this is not right for me. And I've left, you know, so you can always choose and also redirect. So there can almost be a fear of failure, like I'll make a mistake and we can't repair things. So can you trust that you can always adjust, you know, where it's not so like rigid, you know, that we are liquid beings. And, you know, oftentimes too, we're like thinking from our head and it's already in that overthinking place where we're not sure what to make. And, you know, the easier thing is, how does it feel in your body? And of course that idea of like a hell yes and a hell no, sometimes it's not that clear cut, you know? So what do you do if you drop into your body and it's like kind of neutral or the same? Well, then it means that it's not something to like split hairs and stress about. But the final one is, if you have a hard time making choices, you're probably really good at giving your power away. I wonder how much you might say to someone, well, what do you think? You know, asking everyone else their opinion. And remembering that everyone is going to speak from their perspective. Of course, it's good sometimes to consult wise counsel. But if that's your habit without dropping into your own core, you're already losing your ability to be your own authority. So sometimes just the act of making a choice, trusting yourself and committing to it, that's going to build inner authority, trusting yourself. And the last note is, when we want to build things in life, you know, you don't want to approach from like fear and defense. I think of it like surfing. Although I'm not a pro surfer and never will be, you know, there's a very big difference. When you're on that wave, you better just commit to riding it. You know, the habit I had when I first started riding was like, I'd get on a wave and I'd be like, oh fuck, this is big, I can't handle it. You know, and it was completely psychological and I would just bail. And what I'd have to do is I'd get on that wave and I'd be like, okay, I'm on, we're gonna make this. And I would just hang on, right? Hang on for dear life. And I'd be able to ride it. And so part of it is just choosing and commitment and staying focused. And because you're building your life through your choices, there's a very big difference when you choose out of fear, out of FOMO, fear of missing out of should, which is like, you know, never, versus this just feels right to me, or I just want to, this is part of my desire, or I'm feeling really curious. You know, sometimes it's all about the seed of intentions behind your choices. And when you do that, that is everything. So remember, don't lose energy. Once you make your choice, let yourself grow it. Because the universe is conspiring to help you make it happen. And I can't tell you how many times it's like, I'm starting to create something and then suddenly like the magic is coming in. People are like, oh, hey, like I heard you're doing blah, blah, blah. Or like some magical random person is coming in or something happens. And then I might dissipate that energy because I'm suddenly like changing track. And there's a very big difference between changing track purposefully versus I just can't settle in anything. So it's a real practice to stay committed to the self, committed to your own inner authority, not giving your power away. That is my magic message to you today in Marrakesh.